right, and we're back. This is episode 56 of the Taproom Podcast, and I'm your host, Mike. Got a good one today. I had Tim and Steve from Hardyhood Distribution. Also, I got to talk to Josh from Noble on Thursday. They had an industry night over there, and we got to talk about the new Minty Charms. It was really, really good. It's the how we describe it, so I don't want to ruin it, but it's a, you know, it's a, obviously a mint chip type stout, and it's really, really good. So that'll be at the end of the episode. But yeah, so just wanted to give a quick intro because I slept in a little bit and I got to go to Villains in a little bit and go record. So I'm excited for that one. That one will be out in 2 weeks. Next week's episode will be the Real L Sharpton episode. So really excited about that. Dennis was such a really nice guy. We got to record an episode on Tuesday. So super excited about that. Yeah. So I said it's going to be a pretty quick intro. Did want to talk about the real quick, some stuff that was going on in the world of sports, but saw Russell Wilson got released. It's like you're paying a guy $85 million to not be on your team. It's like, holy shit. But yeah, I thought that was pretty crazy. And then also I saw they released some renderings of the new A Stadium, and it kind of reminded me of the Sydney like Opera House in Australia. I was like, I just thought that, I don't know if anybody else thought that, but it looks obviously really cool. But that's the first thing I thought of when I saw it. But it looks pretty awesome. The NHL trade deadline was the other day. There wasn't anything, like the Avs made some moves, traded Bowen Byram, which I was kind of sad about. But I mean, as much as you got to do what you got to do for the team, and they have really insane forward depth now. So it should be pretty crazy. And they got some bodies, so when they get in the playoffs, it should be pretty good. We'll see how that all plays out, though. But no, crazy moves. I was just kind of surprised. Usually there's, some kind of big name going somewhere, but unless I missed it. But yeah, so like I said, it's going to be a short intro. So I hope you guys enjoy the episode with Tim and Steve, and stay tuned for the outro.
All right. And we're back. I was going to say we're back in the tap room, but we're not really in the tap room at Noble. We're in the office.
Not tonight.
Yeah, because sure. They have an event going on, but I have two special guests on today. I have Tim and Steve from Hardywood. I said Hardywood. I butchered that. I'm so sorry. Let me start.
It's Party Store, actually.
Yeah, Party Store. Yeah, it's Party City. I'm just kidding. No, it's Hardywood Distribution. I was going to edit that out, but I'll just leave it in.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, it's
fine. It's an interesting word.
There you go.
It's kind of difficult.
I blame Tim for it. I mean,
absolutely. But I must have said Hardyhood. I don't know how many times today because people kept asking me, "Oh, are you doing anything later? Do you want to hang out?" I'm like, "Oh no, I'm sorry, I'm recording with Hardyhood."
And what was their response? Like, "Hardy,
yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What the fuck did you say to me?"
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Can I cuss on
them? Oh, you can say you're Hardy, huh?
Yeah. He's like, "They're Hardy hung." Oh, just that. I wouldn't know that. Just kidding. That was a Josh.
I'll take it.
We are not naked right now. We are not naked. Maybe
not really naked.
Yeah. Yeah. But we're over here. No,
just shirts.
Yeah, there you go. Shirts over the pants, hand stuff.
Winnie the Pooh in it.
There you go. But yeah, we're over here at Noble. They're having an event today, so we got to come in the office. This is actually the first time I've ever been in the office. So
it feels like the lab office part of Noble right now. I'm seeing like a microscope, some testing kits.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not creepy at all.
Yeah, I think they're, I don't know, there's like a fedora, like a mystery fedora back there. I think
it's an interesting place.
Some lotion and a lot of tissues.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought the seat was sticky.
And a certain amount of keys are really pushed down. Yeah. I'm just kidding, that was Josh. One hand typing, a lot of one hand typing.
He does type like a
That's a multitask.
Yeah. Oh, but no, but so you guys distribution company, like obviously like you guys, I met you guys initially, was it back? Social media one, it was back in May here at Noble. So it's almost been a year since I
think
met
it's
you
been
guys.
A year at least. Yeah, right. It's been a while to, and apologies for that, man. We're just scrambling.
Dude,
so long.
Me too. I'm busy. And like there's times where like I forget to like, to follow up sometimes. And then that was, so don't even
life gets in the way, man. What life and work, right?
Yeah. It's just but for all good reason though,
Yeah.
Keeping busy.
Oh yeah.
1,000%. Yeah, we met like about a year and change ago, I would say.
Yeah.
Comfortably. And always keep on meeting up at different events and always wanting to do this.
We always end up finding each other somehow.
Yeah. But we're glad we're here right now.
Yeah, man. And just so everybody can kind of hear, how did you guys, your journey with craft beer and honestly getting into the distribution side, how did that all come about?
It's a little bit of a story. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you want to go first, dude?
Yeah, I'll go first. So, I mean, my fascination with craft beer started when I was a musician way back when and I was on tour.
Okay.
So for some reason, when I first started, I didn't like beer whatsoever, but then I've gotten into craft beer and someone introduced me to, I don't know the guy's name anymore, a lot of drinking. But that being said, yeah, so my thing when I was on tour was just like, where's this brewery around here? Or where could I find like the local brewery that I could buy a four pack and take with me?
Yeah.
So I started there to the point that like my bandmate was just like, Steve, why? Because I used to like save the can too.
Yeah.
So I just lug a trash bag of like recycled cans with me.
Looking
cans. Yeah. And you're like, dude, Steve, we're starting to get gnats in the fucking band, man. Bro. Like, I'm like, so that was like, fuck it, I throw them away. So luckily, I mean, it was before like, no, we had cameras on our phone, but that being said, it wasn't the same thing, you know? Started doing that. Long story short, band broke up and then gained a job at some random crap beer market. Started from the bottom as a box boy. Okay. From there, like, I started working hand in hand with one of the owners and started working as a photographer for their online retail shop.
Okay.
You want to mention that shop or no?
No, probably not.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm not the only one to know about it. I don't want to plug anybody in.
We'll just say that a lot of people
go there. They're actually the first innovators of like online shipping craft beer crafts.
Mad props.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You'll probably guess it if you wanted to guess it. But that being said, we did that. From there, I ended up partnering with the owners to open our own shop in La Habra.
Yep.
Did that for a little bit. Found out that actually owning the bottle shop wasn't for me. It's just like endless hours and just probably... Just, you know, it's a long time.
Yeah.
Just time consuming. So I ended up taking a break from there. And then just honestly, randomly started looking for a job kind of in the crappier market. And I saw that this one wholesale company was looking for like just basically a marketer because that's my background.
Okay.
And ended up trying to like, I interviewed and I just looked at the market looking for. They're like, hey, we want a graphic designer. I'm like, well, that's not me. But I had knowledge of craft beer and like, well, we actually want to make a craft beer division for our distribution side. And I'm like, well, I can help you out there. So I started doing that and started acquiring brands and all of a sudden opened up the wholesale distribution company for just craft beer.
Yeah.
From then, started booming to the point that like I ended up like needing to hire sales reps. How Tim came in the picture.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. That's how we met. Yeah. He actually
was a buyer.
A buyer at a wine shop. And then... Yeah, and then from then on, we just kind of like, we grew that portfolio until COVID hit. And I'll chime in later, but take it from here, dude.
Yeah.
So, yeah, going back to where I started, you know, I have to say one of my first loves was Budweiser. You know, being in the military, that was just a go-to drink for us back then. Got out in 2010, did a little road trip home. And on the road trip, my very first craft beer was, I don't know if you guys know it, but the Big Sky Brewing Company, Moose.
Oh, yeah. Montana.
Fucking love that beer, man. That thing just opened up my eyes.
A brown ale, really?
It was a brown. Yeah. It was this little pub up in like Coeur d'Alene, Idaho.
Wow.
They just had it on there. My nickname when I was growing up was Moose. So like that's how I ordered it off the freaking list.
Yeah.
And fell in love with it.
That's awesome.
And since then, you know, speeding forward, just always interested. You know,
okay.
Like where can I find a new beer that wasn't like the big boys? You know,
of course.
Like all the chain market kind of beers and stuff like that. So that's what sparked the interest and kind of a fandom for me with that. And then found myself managing a boutique wine shop, started a beer program for him and started doing pretty well, actually. You know, I built my shelving up there, had some beers on tap that were
really nice
exclusive.
Shop. Really nice shop.
And yeah, Steve came in one day and was, you know, running his own section with that other distro that was a startup. And, you know, we were pretty cool. You know, our first meeting, I kind of gave you a hard time.
Yeah,
you're fucking late.
I'll just like,
he was super late. So back then I was like super military time.
Oh, okay.
And I told him, I was like, yeah, come by the shop at 1300.
So I read it as 30.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was just like, he's like, you're late. I'm like, what? No, dude. And he's like, 1300. I was like, what the
fuck? I broke his balls a little bit.
Can we custom?
Oh, you say whatever you want.
Okay, cool. Awesome. Just want to make sure. Yeah, I was like, what the fuck? Are you kidding me, dude? Like, so if I'm like, okay, this is going to be a bad start. But no, we ended up hanging out or trying some beers a little bit.
It was cool.
And I just kind of told him the backstory of like what this company was and how I built it, basically. And then I told him I was looking for a sales rep in a certain area. Instead of walking out, he ends up calling me right away. Like, hey, dude, like, I'm kind of interested in that spot that actually that territory you're looking for.
I hit my glass ceiling at the spot.
Yeah.
And it just sounded like, you know, Steve was putting on a good program and definitely something I could grow in, you know, and I was already interested in the craft beer community and trying to get involved in a different way. So I hit him up. Yeah. And I was like, hey, dude, I'm game. Yeah. I want to give it a shot. I've never been a beer rep before.
Yeah.
And yeah, what I interviewed.
I think not that long after. That. Yeah. I see him walk in his little purple suit.
Purple suit. We like
purple
the God
suit. How do I like that?
This is a joke.
it was like a blue
suit with like a purple tie. It was pretty cool.
Pretty flashy, dude. Right. But regardless, you know, for a sales rep, I'll let that pass. You know what I mean?
Are there pictures of this blue suit with a purple tie.
Oh, go back to security cameras of the spice you work at.
They won't let you in the facility. Yeah, they don't like you.
Not only burning bridges, but I don't want to say I intentionally burn bridges, but hey, life goes on, right?
Well, it's kind of a segue into how we got started. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
so basically, so we hired Tim and maybe three other sales reps. Uh-huh. Both of them, Tim and those, one of the other sales reps was actually one of the founders of Partyhood.
Yeah.
I'm not a founder. Well, kind of am.
No, you're the founder.
I'm a founder, but...
Long story short, we'll give a shout out to John.
Yeah.
John Treble.
John, no, John V.
Oh, John V. Oh, sorry, John Treble's our other guy. Yeah. John V, he's a great dude. So we got fired during COVID, you know, right when COVID kicked off, all the reps got canned.
Yeah.
Steve still kept his job because he was, you know, the favorite.
There you go, dude.
No, but so John approached me during COVID, maybe, I don't know, a month or so after, you know, everything kind of fell apart, and originally hit me up and was like, hey, why don't we just start doing it ourselves?
Yeah.
To be quite honest, didn't take him serious at the beginning. It wasn't until my wife now kind of...
Well, tell them the story on like how like you're playing video games. Or like,
yeah, so I was sitting on the couch and John calls me up. I'm like, hey, what's going on? And, you know, he kind of runs the whole pitch through. And I'm listening to him on speakerphone, not really giving a shit because I'm just kind of feeling sorry for myself.
Yeah.
But the phone hangs up and then, yeah, my wife, Morgan, she was just my girlfriend at the time. She comes walking in and she's like, hey, you know, that sounds like a really great opportunity. Like, what do you think about it? And I was like, you know, it's kind of cool, whatever. And I just didn't give her much feedback. And... yeah, she kind of called me out. She's like, you know, pretty much like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
This guy's giving you a great opportunity to start something for yourself. Get off your ass and go do something. So yeah, I got a reality check right there. She kind of snapped me too. And then, yeah, started getting the paperwork done. Fortunately for John, him and his wife, you know, they got pregnant. And as I was doing the paperwork, trying to get the business set up, he had to bounce and kind of take on like a full-time job to have consistent money because we weren't going to be paying ourselves for like, you know, the first year.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's a startup, you know, and we don't have like a shit ton of capital, millions of dollars backing us. So I thought it was a cool little split. He's still a good friend now. And then I started kind of reaching out to Steve and trying to poach Steve from there on.
It was before all that, actually. So
he was still with me.
So
right?
John
yeah.
V was Sorry. Still part of the idea.
And I had a meeting with you.
Yeah, but I had a meeting with him directly because him and I were his homies. And he's like, hey, can we want to sit down, have a beer? We were at Wolf's. No, it was Bar Burbank.
I don't fucking know.
It doesn't really matter. But it was a beer bar. Yeah. Sat down. Idea to me. I was like, oh, that's cool. But like,
No, tell him what you thought. No, that was cute.
Honestly, I thought it was a really cute idea. I was like, dude, this
fucking guy.
That's awesome, man. But like, do you know the logistics it takes to make that happen?
Of course.
And he's like, oh, well, I didn't ask that question, but that was just me. And he's like, well, I want to make this happen. And I was just kind of like, well, sad to say, like, I am in no position to like cut my profit or what I'm making, mainly because I was married at the time and it's just, you know, it's all me.
Yeah.
So I had a house, had all that going on. And my ex-wife at the time just didn't work. So I was like, I can't do that, dude. But you want to know what we'll do? I'll definitely consult. I'll definitely lend where I could help. And we'll go from there. Long story short, was doing that. We started seeing actually money going into. I saw Tim stressing out his all by himself. Because at that time now.
Yeah, like shortly after that meeting, yeah. I think this John found out that he was pregnant.
Yeah, he actually gave me a call when I was working on the gig. I was like driving because I was a sales rep at the time too. Driving to some sort of account. And he's like, hey, dude, what do you think about letting John go? And to be honest, and nothing against John, if you're here, ever hear this, dude, just like, yeah, you want to what, dude? I actually feel more comfortable just you and I, mainly because there was not much communication with the other dude. It was just kind of like we hit him up, and it was like
John was going through a lot of the time, yeah. and that's the big reason why I think he chose to step aside because exactly. It was just like I'm life worried happens. About a kid. Life yeah. happens.
And, his focus is somewhere else, and again, I don't blame him for having that.
We still love John to death. He's actually, you know, he helps us out.
He's still out in the industry as well. So the guy's fucking killing it, and God bless him.
Yeah.
But yeah, so just like actually, yeah, I don't mind just being you and I. And from then on, we just started just kicking ass. And
it took you a few months.
It took me cool. Yeah.
I was like a little stalker, dude. And I think every like week, I'd shoot like Steve a text and be like, hey, yeah, what's going on? And then, you know, hit him up a little bit and be like, so you ready to hop on board yet?
Yeah.
And it took what? It took some months to get
it,
you
it did. I think it took roughly like I jumped on fully in October of
21.
But yeah, we covered the entire state of California. So Tim was like up north, down south, all that. All I was doing was just helping out orders when I could and just kind of helping acquire suppliers.
Yeah.
And that's busy. Kind of what it was. Finally, October, I was like, you know what, dude? Fuck it. At this time, I'm actually like separated from my wife at the time, or ex-wife at the time, And yeah, I was just like, dude, just fucking make it happen. So did that, with that gig. I kind of actually gave some bogus, like...
Initially, you gave a bogus.
To them. I was like, yeah, I'm actually moving out of state. I'm just can't do this no more. I'm out in the beer industry. Yeah. And then...
Just not for me.
It was... Exactly. I just told Z, I was like, why don't you just fucking tell him the truth, man? This asshole ex-employee fucking stole you away.
Yeah.
On a whim, dude. It's been a big risk, but like, I got to say, like, Steve's been like a pivotal piece of this fucking company, man. Definitely couldn't have done without him for sure. But yeah, man, since October, you and me have just been cruising, dude.
Yeah.
Just
that's honestly, awesome, man.
Hitting the ground running, you know, just trying to make relationships and visit as many accounts as possible as we physically can do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is, you know, LA, brother.
Of course. Yeah. Dude, so I think
for the first like
5 miles or maybe forever to get to.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think like for the first year, it was just Tim and I just fucking hustling, no matter what. Again, covering the entire state of California, either being like visiting, telesales, and social media sales, whatever it was, we did what we did.
Yeah.
But now we finally have two old sales jobs. I have a driver and we're just trying to grow, dude.
That's what's in a nutshell.
Yeah. That's basically how we started. Yeah.
And that's all you can ask for. I mean, the good thing is like you guys were friends before, like, and you guys obviously have a really good rapport. You guys can, you know, bounce, you know, ideas off of each other. But like when you have that kind of support system and what you were saying about your wife, like, sometimes you need that kick in the ass, and sometimes you need, like, you know, someone to kind of tell you, dude, like,
you need that optimism for sure.
Yeah,
you need somebody in your corner. And for her not even being my wife back then, just being, you know, a really solid girlfriend, she's been like a huge rock since day one. She's a pain in the ass, and I love her, but anytime when it comes to the business, she's always got me on that one too. So it's funny. A lot of people think that, like, from what I've heard, is me and Steve balance each other out.
Mm-hmm.
Steve is definitely the nice guy, 100%. Well, 90% of the time.
I've been called an asshole several times.
It shocks me when people are like, that guy's a dick. And I'm like, really? You didn't talk to me before? Steve's the dick? Okay, cool.
Yeah, they have like a bitch face with my dad, dude. So we'll see.
You have some RBF sometimes. Yeah. But we definitely
have a good nose. That's why.
We balance each other out.
What's
it
smell, dude? Bitch face.
No, that's awesome. And I, you know, honestly, I remember the first time I ever heard Hardy Hood.
Hardy Hood.
So I don't butcher that again. Was when we had Lucy from Louie's on, back when it was Taps and Tailgates. When it was me and my brother. And that was shit. When we had her on, I want to say it was like episode 50 or something. And that was like, long time ago, and now it's not even Taps and Tailgates, it's just the Tap Room podcast. But it's been a year ago tomorrow, it'll be one year that since I took over and did it by myself.
Wow, dude. Well, cheers to that.
Congrats. Cheers to that.
Thank you.
Clean it up for sure. Yeah. That's
but that first time hearing it,
you gotta drink it after the cheers, dude. You gotta do it.
Or chug.
There we go. Either way.
Yeah.
But I was talking to Lucy, and then the first thing she did was shout out you guys.
Yeah, man.
She's good people, dude.
So Lucy was definitely one of our first accounts. And like when right before Steve actually hopped on board full time, you know, I was just running around by myself, kind of cruising, saw her spot and decided to walk in, you know, and check it out. And sure enough, met Lucy. And then she just happened to be on the beginning of her journey.
Yeah.
You know, becoming the freaking kind of beer influencer that she is now.
Which she does. Brush crazy, man. But I don't know how she sleeps.
I don't think she does, man. Lucy's just full of energy. And we met for the first time there. She gave us a shot. And, you know, she's been just nothing but an amazing friend and account, since the start. She's just nothing but good energy, solid attitude, always eager to learn about beer, which she didn't know anything about beer. And now she's like she knows everything, you know. She knows everybody. She knows everything. She's done so well for herself. But she's been an awesome, awesome friend for this whole journey, and she continues to do it nowadays. Even though she's kind of grown to bigger and better things, but she's still always a homie, always a good person.
Oh, well, 100%. And because I was always curious, like, you know, when it comes to like your guys, like the process you guys have to go through, like, but because you guys get breweries from the East Coast, and all, you know, all these different places, So I always wondered, how does that happen? Like, how do you make that connection? Like, is it like what's the whole process is what I'm trying to say.
I was going to say straight up, we're just lucky, dude. We're lucky. Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of networking. I'll guarantee you that's 100% networking.
A ton of networking,
But ultimately, we are lucky and blessed with spiders that actually are drawn to us or the ones that we reach out to and they give us a thumbs up.
Okay.
But other than that, it is a process too. It's a lot of just homework as well. Like you got to have your ear to the ground to see who's next whale, you know, who's going to be the next, you know, let's talk about slushy terms, like who's going to be the next 450 North, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think we have that, you know, right now we have Smash Marie and they're fucking dominating. Smash Marie and Roar.
They're killing it.
Smash Marie and Roar
is just insane.
Both those guys, and you know, shout out to them for giving us the opportunity to even work with them.
Yeah.
Because they could have had the pick of the litter. I think after having conversations with us and understanding that, you know, obviously everybody's in this business a little bit to make money, make a living.
Of course.
But there is a difference between us and some other people where, yeah, we want to make a living off of it, but it doesn't just stop there. Yeah. They're not just another SKU to us.
Mm-hmm.
We actually, you know, we respect them. We nerd out about their beers all the time.
Yeah.
We have conversations about what they're doing, what's exciting, and yo, we're just fans too of the beer community.
Let's just say that like most distributors, from my experience at least, is basically it's kind of hard to sit down and just actually have a level-headed or be on the exact same tier and have a great conversation over a beer, you know?
Yeah.
But we are those guys. All of our suppliers are homies as well too.
Yeah.
You know, it's an easy text message, phone call. Sometimes when suppliers want to reach out to the distributor, it's like, you know, their receptionist or whatnot. Like, nah, it's these two fucking guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you don't like me, you get Tim. You don't like Tim, you get me.
Yeah.
And if you get any of us, then sorry. But ultimately,
yeah, then I guess my partner.
Exactly. But that being said, like, yeah, dude, I think that's where I think we stand out definitely is that our homies are our partners, our suppliers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got a good relationship with most of them, actually, all of them. Mm-hmm. But again, you know, full transparency too, dude. We definitely don't pull any punches when we talk to, you know, our partners because the game's super competitive, as you know.
Yeah. You
know,
you can't pull punches, dude, like, you know.
So many different styles, so many great breweries just in SoCal alone.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Well, especially when these suppliers think like, oh, distribution, dude, I'm going to be selling like 1,000 barrels a month or 1,000 barrels a month.
Yeah.
And sad to say, we're not in that world anymore. I wish we were. I wish we were back.
It's 2019, dude.
Dude, 2000 fucking, I want to say 8 or 9, dude, when crap beer was fucking booming, dude.
That was like, the Stone era.
Yeah, that was like, it was like Stone and Carl Strauss.
You could have been a Stone and a Carl Strauss. No, you can't be that nowadays.
You know? Now it's what's hot, you know?
Yeah.
It's so crazy that you mentioned that because earlier today I was over at Native Sun and I was talking to John over there and we were talking about like what, like the craft beer industry was during that time. Because when I was a kid, I mean, I was 21 in 2008.
Uh-huh.
And I had like, I remember the first time going to freaking the World Bistro, Stone World Bistro down in Escondido. And I remember trying the first time I tried like Dogfish Head there.
Oh shit. Yeah.
And I was like, holy crap. Like I had their Midas Touch and I thought that was like, oh, first time.
Touch, that's fucking, that's dude, nostalgia right there.
Dude, that's an old one, brother. And like, I remember having that and I'm thinking like, wait, this is what beer could be, you know, and
especially from the world that we like kind of know, especially with commercials and all that, Budweiser, Coors, all that stuff. Nothing against fucking Coors Banquet, fucking living to death, but that being said, like that's all we kind of like were pushed to, you know.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah,
it was the only thing in everybody's face, man.
Dude, I still cook with it, like when I make, like if I'm like making like a beer kind of brine or if I'm doing something like that, like, you know, like asada, or if I'm doing like, if I'm making a marinade, I'll throw Coors Banquet or like a
Yellow or like bellies, beer brats. That's my jam.
Yeah, or beer brats. I'll do Coors, you know, Coors Banquet. I won't use Coors Light, but I'll use Coors Banquet.
Okay. Coors Banquet's we kind of got hooked on that after our freaking trip to Frisco,
Colorado.
Golden? Golden, Colorado?
No, it's Frisco, Colorado. Well, no. Where they are.
We did a trip. So we have a brewery out there called Outer Range.
Oh, yeah. I know. I got a couple of them from, I've had a few from Outer Range.
Killer program is fucking stellar.
Consistently just making out.
Yeah. But then they also have killer, like, I mean, they have saisons.
Nobody really gives them credit for their stouts or for like their barrel aged program or their stout stuff or their, it wasn't a saison, right? It was a Belgian that they did. Fabulous, man.
Was it?
They got mad skills. They're obviously known for like their hazy program, their IPA program, which is freaking excellent. But goddamn, dude. Their stouts, their Belgians, even that lager. I think it was like chicken something or whatever it was called.
Yeah.
Speckled chicken.
It
was like a playoff of that other one. But man, Outer Range, all around, just a really amazing brewery.
Oh, yeah.
They should be coming, making another visit here in another month or so.
Yeah.
They're great dudes. But up in Frisco, Colorado. Colorado. Yeah.
Yeah.
On our way back to Denver, we stopped by the Coors facility. It was still kind of COVID time, so we couldn't do a tour, but we got some food at some place right
there. Yeah, I was like, that was like the freshest you could possibly get
on tour. Yeah, so there was a difference, I think, man. Maybe there's some novelty there, but
I can imagine it being better on
tour. It was good. So that was a cool experience.
That's awesome. I mean, and like being able to do that and like go to the different places for what, like, you know, like your guys, you know, job and stuff like that. I mean, I know it's probably hard too, like, with, you know, with, whether it's like being away from family or stuff like that, but I mean, it's probably fun too.
It's hard, but it's definitely fun.
It's definitely fun.
Going to Miami was a blast.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just felt bad for my liver. I was saying that.
Same, brother.
Yeah.
Just kind of, but ultimately, though, just always good time. I mean, this is why we're all in the industry, I would say.
Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. We're all fans of it, right? Like, it's,
we all start somewhere, and this is why we're still here.
Oh, yeah.
And I, probably you either, wouldn't be here if this was like a fucking bullshit environment. Like, came down to it. Like, no, the ambiance, the brotherhood we have out here, it's
in this
industry is just nonstop. Like, let's all work together to better ourselves, right?
Oh, for sure.
No, I'm better than your shit. Yes, we have those.
There's some competition, but the pie's big enough for everybody, typically. And I would say 1,000%. Majority of everybody in the industry, just freaking good people. Now,
oh yeah,
yeah. There's
there's Jimmy.
Then we have
come by us. Jimmy's
disregard what I just said.
Let's eat the brotherhood back.
And he was just saying he was just saying how great
I brought you a pineapple.
You didn't bring that's your glass.
Yeah, well, where's the pineapple? Oh, don't worry about it.
So Cam's back on the show. Jimmy's back on the show.
Yeah,
what are you guys doing?
Brass.
We're doing good, man. We haven't gotten to our story about you guys yet in our relationship.
Oh, that's great. We've charged the rest of the thing.
Oh yeah. People are going to be like,
you have stories about me. Just lie about me.
No, it was a great
experience. People are going to be like, Cam's cool, Jimmy. I'm not sure about.
I'm
just kidding. Usually it's the other way around. I was totally here. Cam likes to be a meme to me.
Yeah.
Likes you.
We're the bears of this whole group.
Yeah. Like, almost like bad news here.
Yeah.
So you're all like, Paul.
And then we got Paul and Thunder.
Look who decided to show.
Do you guys happen to have a napkin? Brewski went on my pants with his burger.
Yeah.
With his burger.
Yeah, look at that.
It was burger juice.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Do you have meat juice on you?
And I'm not going to
edit. I wasn't going to put it in there.
Good.
It says a little.
I'm leaving all this.
A mug over there.
This one?
That's the one I was going to drink out of.
No, the other one. Yeah, that one.
Okay. I was going to say, is there another one?
Wow, what a jerk. That was mean, bro.
Sorry, I still love you, Paul.
How is this box right here?
I don't know. That's what's it called?
So
it's Ghostbusters.
All this dead air right here.
That's a Goosebumps.
What's the Ghostbusters?
Ghostbusters.
Oh, no, but like they're talking about that thing down there. Where
dude.
Bottom.
What's the passage?
That box is a line cleaner?
What?
We clean our lines.
No.
Wait, is this Paul's office?
Wait, who's that?
You guys are in Paul's office.
You guys are in Paul's office.
Paul, why is it so sticky in here?
Yeah.
I mean, if you do
this. Dude, if we take a black box of this thing? It looks like a fucking.
Are those sad tissues or happy tissues?
Yeah.
That rains down and just see like.
Are those sad tissues or happy tissues?
Sad tissues.
Sorry, dude.
We turned on the black light. It looked like a fucking Jackson Pollock painting.
Oh, you need help.
Is that Jack?
You got it.
I have to go get my shirt now, right? The Hawaiian shirt after this? Yeah. I totally do. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know we were doing the Hawaiian shirt thing.
Put your shirt back on.
There you go.
Okay.
I love that. I'm not editing any of that.
Those dudes are great.
Again, as we say, homies, our suppliers, doing their
fucking thing. It's been a really great journey with them.
Yeah, man.
What they approached us, December of 22.
Yeah, especially on how Noble was, I want to say 3 years or 4 years back.
Yeah.
They weren't what they were when
Noble started. Noble started with like a fucking blast. Obviously, they kind of, they fell off a little bit after they lost their burger.
Yeah, guys like Evan and all these other people.
They're doing their amazing work over at Green Cheek and stuff.
Yeah.
And then when we first talked to them, me and Steve being fully fucking transparent, we told them right off the bat, we're like, listen, guys, like, thank you for reaching out, but honestly, we're not quite interested in partnering with you. And the owner, Steve, was actually like, no, like, I got a whole new brew team. You have to check them out. Come down and hang out for a minute.
Yeah.
And we're like, yeah, okay, cool. We're always open for a conversation. And meeting Jimmy, Kim, Josh, and then Paul, and then trying some of the first batches that they came out with, man. We're kind of like, holy shit, Noble's back.
Yeah.
And since then, I think they've only gotten better.
Oh, dude.
I mean, fuck, dude. Everything, not everyone's going to be a winner, but geez, the Felt series is freaking fantastic now. Now these tiki cocktails that they kind of did their own little swing about.
Yeah, excellent, man. They kind of cornered the market with those too, because you weren't really seeing like the tiki seltzers or anything like that.
No, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people jumping on the game, but
I mean, there's another one another brewery in Anaheim that started doing it.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, I get that. Yeah. But and then, you know, props out to Josh for changing around their labels, man. Mm-hmm. The artwork on the cans are
It's great.
Freaking fantastic. Yeah.
But I think because what Tim said, like, it's all about transparency. It's just like with these guys, it's like they ask us questions and we give them our feedback.
Yeah.
And that's how it happened. Like, what do you think about these labels? With Josh, we are pretty much on a text
thread. Constant communication. What do you think
about
this? Yeah.
What's your take about that? And that's how it works with, because we're the guys out there selling, you know?
Of course.
They're selling in the tap room and they're going to have their followers always over here or their audience always here drinking no matter what it is. But ultimately, sorry about that. But ultimately, like, yeah, it's all about, it's about what's selling. Even like, before this, we were at our other supplier, Asylum. I was talking to Jimmy. He's like, okay, cool, dude. We just did Tigers Are Awesome, which is going to be like a Nelson forward West Coast IP. He's like, what's next?
Yeah. Take your top off.
Okay. I don't know. There's some crazy shit going on.
I guess that's next.
Yeah. I guess that's what's going on. That maybe that's a new beer.
Yeah, there you go. Take
maybe
it off.
Maybe it's Josh, dude. Yeah.
Yeah. But that being said, it's just kind of like, you know, asking us questions and seeing what does the market want.
Yeah. Yeah. We're feeding off of each other. And like Steve said, like, we're the ones out there. So we do see a lot, you know, face to face with buyers and what they want. And, you know, we kind of give that information directly to them because, you know, if you're just making shit that nobody cares about, then nobody cares about it and you don't make any
especially sales. In this market that you're just oversaturated with just like some play on anything. Labels always sell nowadays.
The 1,000.
No matter how great your liquid is, if you don't have a solid label, you're going to be overlooked and you're going to go to that other like, I'm not going to name any names, but that other like
crush. There's so many beers out there that are pretty amazing, but their labels are really not doing them.
And there's a lot of like beers out there that the liquid's disgusting, but you know, the labels are fucking cool, so I'm going to pick it up.
Yeah, and that way too. It's funny, man. And communicating that with like, you know, like an owner of a brewery or whatever, you'd be like, listen, man, your first battle is being on that shelf in competition with 80, 90 other SKUs.
Yep.
Because it's all singles and one door. And, you know, if you don't pop, unfortunately, you just don't get picked, despite whether your stuff is amazing and better than everybody else. It's such a huge part of the game.
Oh, no, it definitely is. And like, I mean, because I don't know if I told you before that my brother works for Brewery X, but he does some of their labels now.
Okay.
But the, like, I had one the other day from, I don't know why I plugged my brother right now, but I did. Either way.
It's all good, dude.
Love my brother.
What's up, man?
I want that pickle beer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The new pickle lager.
Yeah, it looks fucking great.
Yeah. Yeah, he was, talking about it yesterday. But there was one, because I was at Louis, I think, 2 weeks ago. And I went in, and I was like looking at the different ones, and I was like, all right, well, I had that one already, but I've always had, I'm there like at least once a week. So I'm like, I'm always loading up. So like,
she's got the selection, man. Yeah.
But there was one with, was it Claremont or Laverne? Maybe, but whatever. It was like a peppercorn.
Well, yeah, that's Claremont. Yeah. Pepper and like salt or something like that or something?
Yeah, it was like peppercorn. It was like pink peppercorns or something like that.
Something like that. IPA, right?
Yeah. It was a super simple can and I normally wouldn't, but I was like, you know what? I've already had a bunch of these other ones. I want to try this. Like I've been kind of putting it off and I tried. I was like, fuck. But you guys are 1,000% right. I mean, it really is about the can artwork. Like, it's about drawing people in. It's that nostalgic kind of thing.
Yeah, man.
And like when my brother did the Ninja Turtles one.
Oh, that probably sold like hotcakes, dude.
Yeah. So it sold like crazy. Like that's still probably the most liked post I've ever had when I did the thing with him.
Well, that's funny.
And it's like, but it was people love like nostalgia, man. Like
nostalgia says. Going back to Spanish Marie, like that's what they're doing.
Even like the Sky Guy and all
the Sky Guy, the Gushers, Ball Z.
Their artwork is fantastic.
Oh, it's phenomenal.
Shout out to my boy Albie. He's the guy that started Spanish Marie. And
yeah.
He's the main honcho there.
Yeah, he takes a lot of pride in the artwork, the juice, everything. And damn, they just hit it on the head every damn time.
Yeah.
So good. I would say, should we talk about the other cans that have changed for the better now for us?
Our boy.
Yeah, so our boy Tyson of LCB. Big shout out to
him. Local craft beer, yeah.
Local craft beer, man. He does, his hazies are his bread and butter. He does such an incredibly great job with those. Yeah. But
they did what's the Ninja Turtles? The Simpsons, the Treehouse horror, the Treehouse series.
Oh, dude, yeah, last October.
Phenomenal can, dude. Like, dude, that was amazing. Awesome.
Epic can. And then, you know,
and the beer was great.
Yeah, man. He's I don't know if you're listening to this, Tyson, but I remember having me and Steve having tons of conversations with him. Like, we got to switch up your can artwork, dude. Mm-hmm. We got to switch it up. Something's got to give. And one day, the honestly, this can artwork was dope as hell.
It's funny, but go for it.
Yeah. It was the Beavis and Butthead release last year. And it says,
I don't think I saw that one.
Dude, it's pretty great. They're sitting on their couch. They're a little different, but it says, this can sucks.
I do remember it now.
It
says,
this label sucks.
Oh, this label sucks.
I do remember it.
I text us in our group, and he's like, hey,
is this good?
You guys are going to love this. You guys are going to hate this label.
Yeah.
And I was like, what are you fucking talking about? Like, oh, shit, dude, that's phenomenal.
Yeah.
And we brought that on, dude. And like, we typically, like, South Dakota could have a good amount of cases, but this time we had at least, I think
we reordered twice on that.
I think we tripled the order, maybe.
Like, people just love the fucking can, the juice. Hit too, but it was just so funny. But since then, Tyson has just been cranking out fun fucking labels, man.
Like off the bat, so Simpsons, Futurama,
and he's been doing.
Yeah, I just saw the Bender kind of looking one,
dude. The 40% Nelson,
yeah,
phenomenal.
That was a fucking amazing beer, dude.
In the past, like 3 months, being like this,
jeez, yeah,
spoiled by LCD. That's my favorite.
Yeah, it's in my fridge. I haven't had it yet.
Oh my man,
but it's in the front. But I'm also the kind of guy too. Like I won't ever just like reach for the back. Like whatever's in there. I'm going to
keep on going through the rotation.
Yeah. I'm going to keep going through it. I'm going to make sure I finish.
So you have your fridge, right?
Yeah.
What's your typical go-to style beer? Is it going to be like a Lager Star? Or are you going to have a triple, just a one and done? What are you doing?
Just a bourbon barrel aged. Yeah.
Or you're one of those guys.
Oh, no. So I appreciate the barrel aged stuff. I can't drink a whole one. I'll share that with somebody. But if my go-to, like if I'm going to a brewery, is I will either go with a Lager or Pilsner because that one, like I know if that's good, then everything else they're probably making is pretty good.
That's good.
I think that's kind of my rule of thumb too, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you could do this really well, then now I'm curious to check out everything else you got.
Oh, yeah. Oh, same. Like I will definitely venture out to like him because I know there was like the haze craze and stuff like that. And don't get me wrong. Like I don't mean that in a bad way. Like I still like hazies.
Yeah.
But I prefer like it or anything. Anything New Zealand, and if it's got Rowaka in it, take my money. If it's got Motueka, take my money.
New Zealand hops, man. How about those in the last like year?
Dude,
they have been on fire.
And a lot of times, there's Josh in the back. What's up, brother?
Oh, dude, we're talking shit about you, bro.
Hey, dude. Yeah, I'm gonna sit down, grab a chair, dude.
Yeah, jump on in, water slide.
Say hi, man.
How are you guys doing?
Dude, yeah, Nat came in.
I can get you one. Yes, we do.
Bruce got his burger juice all over him.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Oh, you gonna step out real quick? All right, well, Steve's gonna step out.
Let's take a Johnson's.
And we're back.
How you guys doing?
Pretty good. Pretty slick.
Didn't mean to intrude, you know?
No,
come in and saw you guys. Had to come say hi.
We were just singing your guys' praises a minute ago.
Yeah.
And, talking about how the team has fucking turned this whole program around.
Yeah.
Thank you, man. Yeah.
In just a year, too, which is actually, in the grand scheme of things, pretty fucking short time.
It doesn't feel like a short time, but it's been a plus. Like I said, you guys have been a big part. So if you guys don't know, like Hardyhood, as you guys already probably heard, their distribution, and they've been one of the key factors for us. So, you know, on top of the growth of us with the beer without someone out there pushing and selling it, it's not going anywhere except for the tap room, and we need more than tap room to make some money here.
Of course.
So, you know, it's been a good partnership, and I kind of, you know, the plus part is I feel we've also built like a really good friendship out of here besides, it's not just business. Like, that's the cool part. Some people we deal with is strictly business, and that's fine. And like said, at least with Steve and Tim, like, we go to Disneyland, we hung out, we go drinking. Yeah. So,
we've been to Disneyland a bunch of times.
So
actually, you guys keep on catching up. I keep on missing that.
Yeah, you got to come back.
I have a little FOMO when it comes to that. Because Steve, he takes care of the territory down here in Anaheim.
There you go.
And I feel like every other week, he's like, oh yeah, me and Josh, we're going to Disneyland. I'm like, what the fuck?
You're always welcome to come. But yeah, I mean, that's been the cool part, though.
I'm almost sad. I'm like, I'm in Bakersfield.
Yeah, I know. It's a drive. We'll plan a day. Anyone else wants to join us, go drinking. We have pro status on drinking at Disneyland.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah.
I mean, because you and I were talking about, it was like, you're like, I think I need to get a pass just so I can go hang out with you guys.
Dude, you gotta honestly, like, people are like, oh, you go there's drink. I'm like, it's expensive, but it's also, you can get away from reality. That's the best part.
You get to check out for a minute.
Yeah.
And go ahead.
Oh no, I'm sorry. I was just gonna say, like, we talked earlier how like the first time I heard of Hardyhood was through Lucy, but the first time I ever met you was because of Noble.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Because, I mean, we had like the episode and when we did the episode in March. And then, you know, I think in May was that, you know, when we did the social media night. And
in your head.
You almost got it right on you there, bud.
Yeah, I gotta go and stop right now.
I just want to sing. No worries.
Yeah, dude, we're gonna be out there in a bit, but yeah, we're also talking and singing the phrases about your labeling.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
dude. Yeah, like that.
And the communication we had together, dude. So
yeah.
Thank you so much.
Well, it's my part. Yeah. Like I said, in case you guys don't know, yes, we do communicate quite a bit and they give me feedback for what we're doing. So it's, you know, we collaborate on everything. So it's been good.
Collaborate on some stuff. Yeah.
But you guys have fun, enjoy. And
thanks,
then I'll see you guys get done. And
appreciate it, man.
You know, anyone's not busy tomorrow for Super Bowl, come on down. We'll be drinking and eating here.
Yeah, come on in. Water's
there. It is.
Yeah.
Okay. Back to it. Sorry, guys.
No, you're good.
Small bladder.
No, but even just talking about, like, you know, of Josh right now, like, if it wasn't for him, I might not have. I mean, maybe we probably would have met eventually.
Might have been later. Who knows?
But, yeah. But yeah, but like, it's just kind of funny how we've kind of kept running into each other.
Dude, yeah. Also, Steve was like, I feel fucking bad, man. Like, no, I was like, yeah, let's do it. And then.
But dude, it wasn't just you, though. Like, yeah. it was me, too. Like, it was, there was times where, like, oh, like, all right, I'm going to text you. And then, like, or I'm going to email you or something like that. I would forget. And then I would email. And then I would be like, oh, crap. Did I, you know, did I respond to their last one or what? Like, or text message?
Yeah, dude. It's crazy,
man. Yeah. But life's busy, bro.
Yeah, like, this grind is wild, man. Yeah. It definitely, like even right now as we're talking, it's already fucking February, man.
Dude, I said that.
I was thinking about, like, I had a list of things to do in January. I think I got, like, maybe through
a quarter of it. We got, like, a quarter of it. Yeah, that's what I was really feeling, too.
And I'm like, I got to just, you know, buckle down, just finish it all up, you know?
Well, you and me are still having, like, our one-on-ones because we still have our projections.
Yeah, because, like, you know, January is typically a slow month, right? Yeah. January, that bullshit.
Yeah.
Which everyone usually gives up 2 weeks into it. But regardless, this January has been actually pretty wild for us, man. We're pretty busy.
It did all right.
Yeah.
Specifically in NorCal. NorCal has been fucking dominating, my man.
Shout out to Northern California, man. Those boys can drink.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of my family's from there, so it's probably a lot of them.
There you go. You got it.
Dude, those guys are just... they're intense, man. Yeah. They gobble up everything and they're just a huge support. Great communities up there for beer too, man. Mm. Sacramento, freaking blowing the hell up.
Yeah. Do you guys ever make it up Salinas Way? Like,
ah, dude.
Or Alvarado and all that?
Dude, big fans.
Yeah. My dad grew up in Salinas, so like we would go
that's
there.
That's not a bad spot to go.
Dude, Alvarado, if you're hearing this,
yeah,
we're interested.
Yeah. Give us a shout out, Alvarado, man. We, big fucking fans, dude. Like, huge fans.
Especially the Monterey Tap Room, dude. Oh, that is...
Well, the Monterey Tap Room's amazing.
Fucking sick, love it.
Right? But like there's so many good breweries up there too. Yeah, like Other Brother.
Oh, I haven't heard of
them. Oh man. If you ever get a chance to like to try some of their stuff,
check it out.
Phenomenal.
What do they specialize in?
When I was there, I had their West Coast and I had it wasn't a Rice Pilsner. It was a Czech Pilsner.
Okay.
I want to say it was a Czech Pilsner. But even then, like, there's like field works up there. Like,
yeah, man.
Big fan of field works. Yeah.
Yeah.
Field works, cellar maker, all that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other big boy, dude, Humble Sea.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, they produce, 30 hazies a month, it feels like. Oh, but
really, they do.
But they're consistent. You know what I mean? And especially when you're a distributor, dude, consistency is fucking key.
But go back to the can artwork, dude.
Yeah.
The can artwork, you look from across the way.
You get Bart Simpson see Humble on the thing riding a skateboard.
You can tell that they're on the shelf or not. And you're like, that, there you go.
Humble Sea.
Going right over to him. Those guys are fucking dope.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Nick, because I got to talk to Nick for about 40 minutes. He was a really nice guy.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah. I'll tell you a story off air.
Ah, okay.
But a really nice guy, though.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I think one of the first dates me and my now wife went on, she has like, she graduated from
Davis, right?
No.
No?
I think she graduated from SLO or something like that up there. But
SLO's got some bangers. I mean, obviously, Liquid Gravity.
Dude, there does not exist.
Yeah, there does not exist is fire.
Shout out to my boy.
Is it Tony
Bags?
Yeah, nice. Say Tony Bags.
I think everybody fucking knows that guy, dude.
Yeah.
I think he has like a teleport machine or something.
Yeah.
He's everywhere all the time.
Every good salesman has a teleport machine, dude.
Yeah. Tony's a good dude. Yeah, yeah.
And he went through that whole thing too, but I mean, like, he's good now.
He's good now, man. But he's full of knowledge, full of experience, super enthusiastic. There does not exist like Alex up there. They got such a great dude in Tony. And they are doing...
So some of their hazies are just like...
I've yet to have anything mediocre from them.
Dude. Yeah, I haven't had anything bad. And they had like, I think maybe 5 or 6 different ones.
They're fucking awesome, dude.
Everything slaps.
Great dudes too, man. Such great people. But yeah, man. So we went up there and like her little gift to me was like, hey, since you're coming up here, like I want to take you to a brewery. I found these guys. Mind you, this is like four and a half years ago. So Humble Sea wasn't like Humble Sea of today.
Yeah.
And she took me to their tap room, their OG tap room over there, man. It's such a fucking cool spot.
Oh, yeah.
And fell in love with them from day one. Yeah. But those guys. Anyway.
Santa Cruz, right?
Is it Santa Cruz? Yeah.
Santa Cruz.
Yeah, it is. It is Santa Cruz.
The original was in Santa Cruz.
It's a small one, but it's so sick, dude.
That's what you want, man.
Yeah. Somewhere. It's a cool freaking spot. But I mean, yeah, there's like Northern California, like you guys are saying, it's just booming up there. I feel like with craft
so many good ones. I think one of my favorite ones up there right now has got to be Shred.
Yeah.
Lila? They Oak and Otter up there in Slo too. What? Oak and Otter.
Ooh, I haven't heard of them. Yeah,
they're not. I don't know if they can yet. Okay. But I mean, they have like a small system, but it's a killer little spot amazing. To go in. And you know,
where are they out of?
Oh, I know, San Luis Obispo. And like when you go in, I want to say, I'm trying to remember the streets, but I've only been there once. But I got to talk to Dylan, who's the head brewer there.
Nice.
Really nice guy. And like him and his, you know, business partner, like salt of the earth, like hardworking, just like, you know, wanting to get you military too. I think one of them was. So, I mean, it was just like really, just really good people.
He wasn't a Marine, was he?
Huh?
He wasn't a Marine, was he?
Oh, my dad was though.
Your dad's a good man.
Yeah.
The other guy, he's cute.
No, I always joke about my dad, because like he grew up like in Central California, like, oh, the one like growing up in Salinas, but he like lied about his age and was, you know, got into the, shit, to the Marines. Yeah. But he didn't make it three times because of, he didn't make weight.
Oh, to the big boy?
Yeah. No, he's freaking skinny as all hell.
Oh, shit. He was called those double rats.
Yeah.
Had to get him double rations.
Like Captain America, I did before he got banned. Pretty much, yeah.
We had one of those guys in boot camp, dude. He was a little dude and they had to feed him twice.
Yeah.
He was a double ration cat and he made it, but. Yeah. Fuck, dude. It was hard for him. He
like put a whole ration. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you call him double rat. So double rations, meaning like if you go eat in the morning, you get your food, but he'll get twice that.
Oh,
because you're trying to put weight on them.
Got it.
Because we're doing so much bullshit that like I went off, in at 205. Yeah. I came out 173.
I think I have a picture. I'll show you later on, but I think I have a picture on my phone when my dad's holding like his military photo and he's holding his gun. It looks like it's just as big as he is.
Fucking A. Fucking A. Yeah. They worked. Yeah. Back then it was probably even harder to get through boot camp. So fucking hell.
but I mean, like, and that's one thing I've always had an appreciation for the military, because I almost went into the Air Force after high school.
Okay.
But so you're a smart one.
I couldn't decide what I wanted to do with my life.
Yeah.
So I was just like, all right. So smart. I was just doing all these different things. But yeah, that was like the military was always big for me because my grandpa was a Screaming Eagle. Like, so he did that. A lot of my family, like military men.
Yeah.
Like I kind of, you know, my dad used to fucking play the fucking trumpet and wake my ass up in the morning.
Oh, no.
That's fucking dope, dude.
What's all it is?
It's annoying then, but that's pretty fun.
Oh, no, it was the worst. But, and it would be hanging above like the, like, cause you don't come through like the walkway in the living room and then you'd have like the arch and it would be hanging on the arch. And he'd just grab it and, you know, go to town.
Just go to town.
Yeah.
Throw away, dude.
Like you're a son of a
bitch. It's that jolt waking up, man. That feeling's rough.
Yeah. It's not like I had to wake up to mow the lawn because we lived in a condo. Oh. So I was like, why'd you wake me up? He's just like, because I'm up.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, thanks.
Everybody's going to be up now.
Yeah. A beer.
Yeah. So I was like, I guess I'll watch cartoons or something.
I'll figure something out to do at 6 a.m. This is awesome.
Oh, man. But honestly, it's been super fun. I have just a couple more things before so we can get to the party.
We've been rambling.
Oh, no. No, you guys are great. This is like people like love this part of it. Like they love. Like,
I hope so.
Because I mean, they love obviously hearing about the beer. But they also love hearing about like, you know, like because I mean, beer like in our industry, beer is life.
Yeah.
But it's also not your entire life.
No.
Like you have other aspects of your life. You have other stuff you love and stuff you care about. And I want to know, because you mentioned earlier, when we started, that you were in a band. So I want to know what you're in a band, like what kind of band you were in.
Okay.
So I'll ask you that in a minute. But like some of your favorite breweries, like that you guys, like, I mean, I know we've been kind of talking about it, that you like local breweries, say like OC breweries that you enjoy going to, like obviously Noble is one of them, but other ones.
I don't love their beers.
Yeah, fuck those guys.
No, solid stuff.
Oh. You want to go first?
Go first.
Yeah. You have the tighter jeans.
Say so, Rochambeau.
Yeah. So for OC, dude, off the bat, I'm a big fan of Green Cheek.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, now Monkish is over here. That's one of my favorites.
Of course. Tears. Yeah. Monkish
Bottle. Radiant. And then. Sad to say, like I was a big fan of Phantom Ales, but bar RIP now they're gone.
Their sour program was so good.
They had a solid hazy, dude, but I forgot what it was called. I think it was like Juice Jockey. There it is, Juice Jockey. And I was just like, dude, when it was like when the haze craze was fucking kicking, that was that murky monkish that you're always looking for.
Yeah.
Of course, monkish. Now that I'm like I said again. But other than that, those are the ones, man, for sure. Just for me, at least in this area. If you know any other ones, please
for sure.
Take them my way, yeah.
I guess for like the OC area, it's kind of tough for me. Like I have a little bit of bias, honestly. Noble recently, yeah, we work with them, but yeah. I mean, God, they're just producing some really great things. If I got to go out the area a little bit to kind of mix it up from Steve, I actually fell in love with years ago. I fell in love with Common Space.
Common Space got great.
They're like in Torrance, dude.
Yeah, they're in Torrance. That's why I said going out of this area a little bit. Yeah, Common Space was really great. I think they're kind of a little under the radar, but man, they produce some great liquid.
Mm-hmm.
Super, super, super good spot. And honestly, I'd like to go down south, too, to SD.
Oh, same. Carlsbad, Virgin.
Shout out to our boy Dave from C.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. Like, Dave is
So I'm going on the 24th my birthday's on the 21st in a couple weeks, but I'm going to, we usually go to the same breweries, but I was like, dude, I got to go to Seek after I had a couple of their beers.
Let us talk to Dave. I'll reach out to Dave and see if you could talk to him because Dave is, I think, one of the best people we know.
Yeah.
He is great.
It's him and his wife, right?
Him and his wife now are running the show. She just hopped on board to help him out. But man, Dave, God, he's a wizard. Dude, he just makes just liquid gold.
So a little background on him. He comes from Urban South.
Yeah.
HTX location.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So he's the one who was a GM there that kind of innovated like the Spilled series. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
With Jacob, I forgot his last name. Or
Justin.
Justin.
He's now at Corporate Ladder over in Offor.
Oh, yeah. I would always just see the initials on the can.
Yeah. He's a whole other story. We'll talk about him, man. He's a great fucking guy.
Yeah.
So cool.
Motherfucker, dude.
So cool.
But yeah, so that stays background. And before that, he has years on just being working at a brewery and all that. I think B52 Brewery.
Prior to that, yeah.
But other than that, like, yeah, man, his lift is phenomenal. Big fan. If you go down there, also, I would definitely pitch Barley and Sword. We just partnered with them, I want to say, this week, actually.
Dude, yeah.
So look out for actual traditional ales. Like, if you do, like, a solid Irish red, an Irish stout.
Mm-hmm. Great ESB, dude.
Dude, phenomenal English bitter, which I just...
Yeah, man.
I fucking love it. No one makes it no more, so...
Yeah, we're hoping to do some good things with them, dude. Get them off the ground, get them some notoriety.
Yeah.
Fucking good stuff, dude. Really, really great stuff. It's just, you know, it's a tough market when you don't do the traditional Cali stuff.
We live in an easy or smoothie world.
Mm-hmm. Or like a West Coast world, yeah.
No doubt.
But check out, Barley and Sword is fucking great, man. I'm doing really good look
right
there.
It's right next door to see. You cannot miss it.
Oh, okay.
And of course, next to them is Goal, which...
Goal's freaking crushing it right now, too. But yeah, man, Seek down south is, I think, my favorite brewery out of San Diego.
Yeah, their Pilsner's, their
the Fortune
German
Pils
is phenomenal, dude.
Okay.
It's called Fortune Pils, man. Oh my God. I'll drink that beer every day.
Yeah, that is my fucking problem. Yeah, my nightcap for sure, dude. Or my first go-to. Which, go back to my first question. It's like when you open your fridge, like what style do you want, dude? If I have a Fortune Pils there, I'm cracking that. And then maybe I'm cracking a double claw at night, you know? But
there you go.
Like that's what I go to.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love obviously the Orange County Brewers, but like I'm always here all the time. And I'm not, when I say I'm here, I don't mean I'm not talking about Noble.
Yeah.
But I am here all the time. But I love going, like, you know, I love going down to like San Clemente. Like I love going to Lost Winds down there. Like Lost Winds has got like, they put out some really good sours and they have like, you know, it's like a good West Coast and they won medals. But I also love going down to Carlsbad, like going to Bergen or going to Helia.
Dude, Bergen's dope.
Bergen's a phenomenal place. Shout out to Mackenzie Klein. She's she's like not the director of social media, but she does something like marketing. And she's a phenomenal person. Like she's super sweet and like she knows all of her shit when it comes to the beer side.
You know what's funny about them is like they came out to like LA for a minute.
Yeah,
I haven't seen them in like over a year.
They did a collab with Brewery X too.
Dude, they Bergen was the shit. I think it was a Pilsner or something. It was at our homie spot, the bottle shop in Sylmar.
Was it Split Pils? No, what was the name of the? They have a couple of different ones.
But it was fantastic.
All phenomenal.
And shortly after that, though, I haven't seen them. So I was kind of like, you know.
Have you tried the new collab that they did with Brewery X, West Coast?
Not yet, man.
Oh, crap.
I'd be down to because I like Bergen a lot.
Oh,
dude.
Shit. I should have got some cans.
I don't think they get enough.
I should have got some cans from my brother. Let me see. But I have a picture of the can because I'll tell you what the name of it is. But
yeah, man, they're good to go. Bergen's dope.
Yeah, they got, I think it was the Instagram. I'll show you after.
You're chilling.
But yeah, no, it was a really good West Coast. Yeah. And like, it was about 7%, nothing
nice,
crazy,
okay, cool.
But like super easy to drink.
Yeah.
Like, floral, like you get that floral pop, but then you also like, get that smooth kind of finish too, so it's not like, you know, overly bitter.
I did that, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And for me, it's like now that I'm getting my late 30s and stuff like that, it's like you were saying earlier, like the bourbon barrel age stuff, delicious. Mm-hmm. It's a fun experience. Oh, share with a handful of friends. But
yeah, share.
Like, yeah, share.
Like, you have a good story of doming one down, right?
Yeah.
Nothing went down like that.
James said, "Just doming one."
I don't dome down anything, Steve.
Oh, there but, you go.
Okay, dude. Okay.
There it is.
Whatever. But yeah, dude, the Black Tuesday, man, had one myself years ago. You know, it was a bad fucking idea.
Yeah,
it's so good going down, but then you know, 19-2 or 19-9 or whatever the fuck it is.
Oh, but isn't it crazy? Like when I was talking to John today, like, isn't it crazy how like back, like way back when, like, you know, craft beer, like when it was like Stone and Carl and all those, but mostly Stone, but it was like, or like Pliny or like Russian. Dude, I mean,
remember buying the tickets to go get Pliny, like one pint, and then you get the fuck out and you let somebody else come in.
But wasn't it just, but it was like, oh, that's who can make it the dankiest kind of thing. Like that was a the period, thing back dude. And that could was burn like, your it palate, didn't matter man. About anything else. It was just like, how bitter or how danky can you make this?
Yeah.
And nowadays, I feel like it's the complete opposite. Like, I mean, don't get me wrong. There are still those danky beers.
Yeah.
But like it's also because of like the clientele that's coming in. You need to cater to.
So they're trying to make it more approachable still.
Yeah.
I think the complexity overall with the game is leaps and bounds of what it used to be.
Oh, yeah. Because you don't just have to make it danky. You have to be able to, you can give it that, you know, that punch.
Yeah.
But you need that, you know, that you, like you have to find the people want to find those notes. Like if it's on the can, if it tells you, oh, it's brewed with this, you want to find those, like, well, if it's brewed with pineapple or brewed with whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, I find it fun. Like personally, I love it when people do, when breweries do like single hop series.
Oh yeah.
It's so great to experience like, okay, cool. Matueca. Mm-hmm. This is what it's supposed to taste like.
Yep.
Or I love it when that shit comes out because, you know, again, as a beer nut, it's fun to kind of keep my game and my knowledge up to date.
Yeah, you get to experience.
You get to experience. That. Okay, I know what the hell that is now. That's what I was tasting over here. And those are like some of the fun things I like to drink too.
Yeah. And then you take it to the next beer. Like, and you find another beer that has that in there. Maybe it's like two different hops. Maybe it's Matueca and Rewaka. Yeah. And then you're like, okay, well, I can find the distinct flavor from this one. So this must be the other flavor that I'm getting from that hop.
Totally.
Exactly.
And when you can kind of find, you know, those little things, and like you can find your gateway drug, well, your gateway beer into craft beer.
Yeah.
And that's like, to me, that's the best part, because sometimes you like beer education is important, but like there's also, if you can go to a tap room or if you're buying a four pack, but you know, you can go into a tap room and try this one and build that trust.
Yeah.
Like when it comes to North Park or Pier, shout out to Chris from Pier. When I see those things on the shelf, I'm like, I know that they put out a quality product. Yeah. So I'm going to pick up that can. I don't care what the can artwork looks like. You're going
to give it a shot. Yeah.
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 I'm going to do it.
For sure. Those guys have, both of those breweries, man, have dude, they've earned their spot out there where
Kelsey,
it doesn't matter what it is, crazy. People can grab it.
It's because he made a great impression on you. You know?
Yeah.
It's kind of like, it's like David Seek. Like, you know, it's like no matter how the labels look like, if you have a Seek beer, you know it's going to be a solid beer. And like now you're into it for liquid, not because of label. Now, all this craft beer drinker is going to the Louis Liquor, you know, and they see like some brand
90 beers right there. Like,
looks fun. What the fuck do I do? Know? Like, yes, maybe they're there to get fucked up. So we can triple or double.
Hola.
Ultimately, like they're going to grab the can that actually stands out to them.
Oh, for sure.
And it might be a win, it might be a loss.
Yeah. It's so creepy.
I know that audio. It's just like slowly creeping.
It was like an axe murderer coming through like the old creepy house.
Did
you bring in that napkin?
There he is. Right. Hey, pal.
That was the longest. I bought
something from Tiki Filmy. Check this.
Dude, I saw he has some gnarly stuff.
Oh, I know. I need to buy a print from him for my brother.
Shit.
Oh, dude, how much was that?
50.
Jesus. I think I might have to buy it.
That's Chewbacca.
Yeah.
Does he have a lot of those? No,
that was a one of a kind.
Really? Oh, dude, they have some really cool glasses.
You should just leave that in here. We'll watch over it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll keep on
it. Like,
we'll make sure nobody takes it.
$50 there. Dude, he's like, you're fine.
Right. Paul, I promise we'll keep
it. I'm actually tempted to leave 50 and just fucking walk out with
it. Oh, just you pinch a $5 bill so it looks like a 50.
I'll just write an IOU, dude. That's all. I'll be like, it's coming.
It's as good as money.
Yeah.
Oh, it's God. Cam is hammered already.
Is he?
Always.
Oh, here it is.
Good boy.
Look at a sandwich.
Sorry if this is.
You want me, Cam?
Yes, I'm coming, Bear.
Yeah, we're coming.
What that skinny dude's in here?
Here we go. All right. So I guess we're we'll round it out. But I did want to ask you about your band.
Yeah. So I think right out of being before I was at high school, I was in a rock band. It was kind of like, I think if I was to give you some sort of style, it would be like a
Black Keys.
No, not
okay.
not Black Keys. But so our thing was bringing back classic rock.
All right.
So we were like heavily influenced by Van Halen and like ZZ Top.
Banger.
So we did that. Yeah. So we did that for a little bit and we got some good exposure. We're like on Woke for like 5 years straight.
Oh, that's awesome. What was the name of the band?
Delta Rose.
Okay.
Yeah. So we did that for a little bit. We went on tour with Guns N' Roses before anyone asked this. No, it wasn't with Slash. It wasn't with Duff McKagan. It was Axl Rose's fucking like Guns N' Roses. But still, great.
I love it. Dude.
Did that across the States. Yeah. And ultimately just ended up just not working out. I think mainly my thing was kind of like as much effort as I put into the band, there was not much return, you know what I mean? Like, there was not much money. Every time I had to come back, find a new gig, either working at JCPenney, either working at Kmart, I don't want any more. But that's how, like, it just became to the point of, like, nah, I got to go back to school, get something going, and start making some money, you know?
Yeah.
So I think I left the band, or the band broke up, I should say. Broke up, I want to say 2017? No, 2016, I want to say. 2016. Okay. And I think what kind of made that happen more so is because of the fact that, like, you know, we're at this high touring all this whatnot.
Yeah.
And you're back to, like, working your retail gig and trying to find a job and barely even making rent. So that's why it kind of led me off of it. Yes, I still have a massive passion of music and it's still one of my hobbies. I still play.
You play the harmonica, right?
Ukulele.
Yeah. Ukulele. There you go.
Yeah. There you go.
Ukulele.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Thought maybe we played the steel guitar or something like that.
Yeah. And the jazz. And the jazz flute when he needs
to. Jazz flute, cowbell. Yeah. He's very versatile. Pull
out your jazz flute.
Yeah, exactly. am I pulling it out right now? Depends on how many tiki cocktails I have or tiki seltzers. But yeah, so that's what the band was basically. You cannot find it on Spotify because my manager has a Red Store Music. So that sucks.
Oh, great.
So but you can find it on YouTube. If you want YouTube, Delta Rose.
Okay.
You can find some stuff.
Nice.
And live footage and all
we'll
that.
We'll have to go have a little chit chat with them.
Long fucking hair back when.
You looked raggedy back then, dude.
Yeah.
You look raggedy back. I love you to death, but it was a little scary.
Nah.
I saw some old pictures of Steve. I was like, what the fuck?
I was all like Skeletor, dude.
Dude. Like, you're skinny, but like you were like skinny, man.
So I was that. Well, I mean, I was really skinny too, but then the beer happened.
But then we fell in love with beer.
Then I had a baby. Then I had a beer baby.
Balances me out.
Oh, it's like a beer and burger baby. And probably pizza too.
Oh, dude. I mean, the beer munchies are the best munchies.
Oh, exactly.
Especially
after
like a barrel age. Like if you do like a barrel age tasting with some homies, dude, I've never had the worst munchies after that. Like I smoke and all that, but when it comes down to like actually barrel age shit,
that's
no, awesome. Dude. I wake up with just some random fucking like sprays on me. I'm like, fuck, I just tipped over my fucking bet on my fucking comforter. Like I do laundry tomorrow, you know?
Shut up. Jeez. Or do you want to hear a really drunk story? Okay.
Absolutely.
So, but it wasn't off of beer. It was whiskey. It was Jameson. But it was one day I was living in Whittier and I was renting out a back house from my brother's mother-in-law.
Okay.
Okay.
And my brother lived in the front with his now wife. They come walking in the back. It must have been like 2 p.m.
Yeah.
But I didn't go to sleep the night before until about 7:30. I took my last, it was 7:30 in the morning. Well, I guess the night before, it was that morning when I went to sleep. But I took my last shot at like 7 a.m. Yeah. And it was me and, because we had a big Christmas party.
Oh, okay.
And me and my buddy were the last. Like, it wasn't just a random day, but it was like a Saturday.
It was a Wednesday.
Yeah. It was a Christmas tree decorating party.
After sunrise service.
Yeah.
Jeez.
So I all of a sudden, like, because my brother left his keys because he had to go to work at like 3 o'clock and it was about 2:30. So he comes pounding on the door. And like, I don't even remember falling asleep. I barely remember being awake. I woke up and I had my. Oh, I had, I think I just, I was just in like my boxer briefs and like a, and a hoodie and it was a Coronado, Coronado Brewing hoodie.
Yeah.
And I go open the door and like, cause normally the person, you know, that's knocking on the door says, hello. I opened the door. I was like, hello. And I had no idea what was going on or where
didn't
the fuck
who
I was.
Just,
yeah.
Your body was just in muscle.
Oh, oh yeah. I think that whole night, me and my buddy drank the 1.75 of the Jameson.
It
was
not gonna lie, thinking about that just gives me a headache right now, dude. Jameson's not my friend anymore.
Yeah. Now it's vitamins.
Not my friend ever.
Gin's your best friend.
Ginger?
Gin.
Gin.
Oh, gin. Oh, I don't know.
Nah.
Vodka sodas aren't so bad for me anymore. I still drink whiskey every once in a while, but
I love gin. I just this does not work with me, man. I thought it was like
just on the Christmas story about you and gin and how I had to like fucking walk you out of that place. That was great.
To him and his now wife know what a fucking party, dude. So I'm going to hang out with them.
Oh, yeah, and your wife's a sweetheart. I got to talk to her for a little
while. Yeah, I met at Asylum's family and friends. Yeah.
Sweetheart.
Yeah.
Dude, go ahead.
The girl's dope as fuck. So. Yeah. But that being said, your gin does not work with me.
Anytime we have we and Steve know we could let loose a little bit and party, I always fucking peer pressure Steve into drinking gin with me.
Yeah.
Cause it hits a switch for you.
I have beer all fucking day.
You drink beer, whiskey all day.
Yeah. It's funny because the last at the Asylum sneak peek, right? That we saw last night at, I went at the hotel room. He's like, hey, come down to the bar, let's have a drink. And I was like, yeah, dude. So my thing, I've been into these Boilermakers, dude. So it's a nice light lager and a shot of whiskey. So that's my plan to go.
I haven't had a Boilermaker forever.
Dude, yes. And so I go there, he's like, here, I got your drink. I'm like, what is that? Gin. I'm like, nope. He's like, really? I bought it for you. I'm like, no fucking way.
He's like, I paid $35 for this drink.
I don't give a fuck. I'm buying my own drink, dude. Thank you. I appreciate that. You got two drinks now. But we are technically working. Yeah. I'm not going to walk into a sound and just fucking slosh the fuck out. And then end up making out with Tommy or something. You know what I mean? So that being said, I'm like, nah, but that is my poison. Now, if I'm going to be if I'm in in a safe space, I might dabble with it a little bit.
It does hit your switch, though, man. Like, Steve's switch goes off when he's had one or two gin cocktails.
Okay.
And for some reason, Steve just you just leave the earth.
I'm a fighter, dude. No, I'm kidding.
No, you're not even a fighter. You're just gone.
You're just gone, dude. I'm fucking...
Your limit. Boom. There it is.
I'm off this planet. So
that shit's so funny, dude.
So, Jim Barrett, yes, I'm fine.
Yeah, everything else, you're good to go.
What about you? Do you have anything?
Me?
Yeah, I don't even know this.
I go to a point, and then it's just Irish goodbye, everybody.
Yeah, that's my buddy. My buddy does the same thing. Where's Ivan? He's like, gone.
Yep. Nah, that's what I do, man. I just actually went to our homie Jose's, his daughter's quinceañera, and was drinking a shit ton of tequila. And I felt myself hit the limit. I'm like, cool.
Bounced.
Wake up the next morning to 34 missed calls, a bunch of text messages. Where'd you go? Why'd you drive? When'd you leave? Are you okay? And it's like, yeah, man, I just knew I needed to go.
Yeah. Drink and drive.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, well, definitely don't.
Who said
that?
I drove? I just left.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. One time they...
I left.
You flew in the hardy on a helicopter.
Left and got home. That's all I did.
Before, I'm going to tell you one more story because we're talking about having missed calls.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
One time I think I was 19 and we had a New Year's Eve party. And I was at my grandma's house of all places. But because it was because it was a back house. Oh, no. So it wasn't that. She was asleep, but then my cousin lived in the back house. Oh. So he was he had just got divorced. It was his re-releasing into the wild party.
Okay. Yeah. Your re-bachelor party.
Yeah. So I got shit faced. And I didn't realize my grandpa had a lemon tree on kind of a side yard.
Mm-hmm.
But it was still technically in the backyard.
Yeah.
And nobody could find me. Nobody knew where the fuck I was. Everybody thought I left. And I drove. But they're like, his car's here. Where the fuck is he?
He's got his car.
I was passed out underneath the lemon tree next to the Virgin Mary statue my grandma had.
Oh, God, man. You must have been praying for your life, dude.
And I don't know what happened, but I was only wearing boxer briefs.
Ooh.
It was a wild night.
I think we can tell you what happened. So, yeah.
Were you walking okay the next day?
Everything a little sore?
Well, no, I actually had to wake up the next day because I went to the Rose Bowl game because SC was playing Michigan at the Rose Bowl. Shit. And that was
a hard day. That was probably hard.
But I had, because I was underage, I had to pretend. And my dad, with my dad, I had to pretend that I wasn't
hungover.
Oh, yeah.
You weren't dying on the inside.
So you don't want nachos and a hot dog? Or I was just like,
you're like, no, I'm good.
Nachos would sound pretty fucking great after a night like that.
Yeah.
Just be like, give me water.
No, but it was bad because we did Jello shots. We did tequila, whiskey, vodka. I mean, but that's you're 19 years old. You wake up the next day pretty quick.
Yeah.
You would think then. So.
Not anymore, dude.
It takes me a good day, man.
Fucking head-splitting headache. Every fucking hangover.
Do you guys... I'll talk about that off air, but there's a product that I'll have my buddy send me and I'll give you
liquid
guys.
Something.
Drinking Buddy.
Oh, shit. I haven't heard of it. Yeah.
Yeah. They sell it on Amazon too. And it's I think $25 for a bottle, but it's you take two pills, you take two of them and it's all vitamins and you take it before just before you go to bed. So you don't have to take it after every other drink.
Yeah.
As long as you remember to take them before you go to bed.
Yeah. So now I keep mine on my nightstand.
I remember. Oh, yeah. Okay. There we go.
Well, so shout out to Drinking Buddy.
Yeah.
A little trick, dude. I go to Costco, get my men's multivitamin.
Oh, yeah. One men's, one a day. I take that every day.
So if I know I'm going to have a hard night, I take about 9 of them before I go out. Yeah. And then
usually
I'm
pretty nine good.
Oh, dude, I OD shit. On those things. Yeah.
What it is?
You're an OD
yeah,
on
so I'll take, like, 8 of them. Then go out like, hey, we're going to get fucked up.
Bro, it's like one day late.
Yeah, well, I take 8 days worth. So when I wake up the next day,
it's like you felt like time to better.
Yeah.
I
mean, it's a normal day because I peed it all out. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I just overload myself on those vitamins, man. And it, honestly, it helps out a lot.
It really does. I like vitamins and then the shower. And then I'm like usually okay after that. But I'm usually kind of a pretty functional hungover person.
Extra strength Excedrin too.
Like I'll make up and I'll make like chilaquiles or breakfast burrito or
something
like that.
That's a good one. Yeah.
I typically just sweat it out, dude. So my like hangover regimen is like waking up going for like a good.
You haven't done it right, dude.
Half
you haven't
miles done and I sweat in the fuck out.
Oh, dude, yeah. Like I used to do with hikes. Yeah. Like hike would help, especially if it's really cold in the morning. Like it kind of like because it like contracts your skin and it like and as you're like and especially if it's like a not a grueling hike but like you know a pretty good workout. Yeah. You get that, you know, you're sweating it out, but you're also getting like your skin kind of contracting. Yeah. So it's like, you know, doing that whole thing.
Push the blood through.
I'm not a fitness guy at all, clearly, but you know, this has been a blast, brother. Like it's
no, dude, I'm really glad we got this done.
Really, Mike, it's been
come on here again, dude. Hang out.
Yeah, some more. There's still a lot more stories to tell, so please have us again.
For sure. What I think we should do is I have more mics. So what we should do is have, you know, Jimmy, Paul, Josh, you guys.
We'll have a group of us.
Yeah. Do a whole thing.
Dude, that'd be fun. Those fucking guys, man. They're animals.
It'd be like a 5-hour episode, probably.
Yeah. That's fine, dude. Part one and two.
We have, for sure.
Jeez. Yeah. So I'm going to take my multivitamins right before that one.
I've never done a part one and a part two on an episode, so we might have to do that.
So we'll do it while we're drinking, and the part two will be the next morning hungover. It just that'll be like 5 minutes.
Like,
5 minute
episode. My words, you're trying to find what word are them?
Oh, dude, there's times where I have to wake up in the morning on a Sunday and I have to record an intro, and I'm like,
don't
want to. And I'm like I gotta take this beer out of the fridge because I gotta review this one.
Oh, another guest.
Oh, Brewski. Oh, you're drinking a Black Sands? Or is that the?
Oh no, that's not Black Sands. That's like a Whip It or something.
Not a Black Sands.
That's not.
It is Black Sands, is it? Yeah. Yeah.
That is not
green on the bottom.
That's not Black Sands.
I'm gonna swirl you, pal.
That's not.
Prove it. Too sweet, my brother.
I can totally prove it. I'll go pour it out of the tap right now.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Really?
Yeah. That's what they said about my mom.
Oh, okay. Oh shit!
Just kidding, boy. Mom. Love you.
Oh boy,
that's how we're gonna end the episode.
That's how we're gonna end it.
Thank you, Tim.
Thanks,
Steve.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, we'll do something again soon
for sure. Bruce,
love you, brother.
Thanks for getting us.
Yeah. All right.
Later.
Well, cheers, fellas.
Yeah. Cheers. We got some more beers on us, dude.
Yes,
you know it.
And I got it.
All right, guys, we're back at Noble for a What's New at Noble segment. I got Josh with me here, and Cam's going to jump on here in a little bit. So what's going on, brother?
Not much, you know, another day in paradise.
Yeah, I know, you know, I was thinking about it. It's been a while since you've been on What's New at Noble.
I know, it's been the last couple of months, I've been a little busy with my other business. So fortunately, I haven't been able to been here, but I know the guys have enjoyed filling in and working, talking with you and having a good time. So,
I'm glad it was a blast.
I'm glad we were able to do that, so.
That's good. For sure. And the perfect thing is this week, I mean, when we're recording this now, but it's going to be the outro for the Hardyhood episode. So that'll be good. And obviously those are some phenomenal guys, but we have Minty Charms.
Yes. So there hasn't been a ton new from last time you were here. So this was, we had to rebrew a few other beers that were needed for distro, but we were able to slip in. Yes. This is our Minty Charms. So we talked about it last year. We ran out of time. And then this year, I was like, we got to do a chocolate mint stout. So this is after the success we had with the banana one.
Oh, yeah.
So we pretty much took the same base for the banana one, and we added chocolate and mint to this. So it came out really good. Like I said, Jimmy played around with a few times. We're going back and forth, and the couple of first renditions were just too minty. Yeah. And I was like, you got to get the chocolate. And he was able to, this edition, you know, you get the chocolate on the forefront and then the mint hits the back. And it's just been, it's an easy drinking stout. You know, I've had a couple of like, oh, it's not stout weather. I'm like, well, it's still kind of cold. Like, yeah, it's still drinking stout.
Southern California, it's been chilly. It's been raining. Yeah. It's been a bunch of that. So.
Was it, and it's super light. So,
yeah.
But let's have a sip.
Cheers.
Cheers. So good. You know what reminds me of is, you ever, when it is cold, winter in the mountains, do a Girl Scout cookie?
Oh, yeah.
Little mint snops and peppermint snops and hot chocolate. Good to go.
Oh, so. Yeah. No, it's freaking delicious. And you do get that chocolate, like that chocolate kind of stays with you, but so does the mint too. Yeah. It's not like one is overpowering the other. I mean, and that's all you want. I mean, you want balance. And like, you know, like you said, you were talking to Jimmy, you needed more chocolate to be like, oh, the chocolate to be more prevalent in there because it was mostly minty. And I remember the day, shit, what was it, 3 weeks ago when Jimmy was at the desk trying to...
I forgot. You were here that day when he was mixing with it on his desk.
Yeah. Yeah, he was trying to dial it in.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, it's freaking came out so damn good.
Yeah, dude, he's been killing out these stouts. Like I said, it's all playing game, but he's been having a lot of fun and playing, you know, messing around with different ingredients, and they've been coming together. So I mean, we have a couple. We're going to be doing a root beer float one here real soon.
Ooh,
yeah. So that'll probably be, it's going to be a few weeks because we have a couple of beers to take care of. But yeah, we're going to be doing a root beer float next. So same thing. We're going to take the same base that we've been using, and then we're going to, you know, get some vanilla ice cream in there and get some root beer in there and, you know, make a nice little root beer float.
Oh, that sounds, yeah, that sounds like it's going to be really, really good.
Yeah. So I'm excited for that one. And then we're going to have, so you have to come back hopefully after next week. Well, depending if you're not busy next week or the week after, we're going to have.
I can always make some work.
Okay. Well, let me know. Cause if we're going to do, so we have a new felt series. It's gonna be Felt Majestic.
Okay,
so that's coming out. Paul's pretty excited about that one. Jimmy's been raving about it.
Nice.
Got to try a little sample of it last night. Like I said, still need to be carved, but it's definitely gonna probably, you know, we keep saying, oh, it's better and better, and it is really good. And we got some Idaho 7 that we got to put in there, like,
nice,
that, you know, it was we got hooked up from a friend of ours.
Okay.
And so we put it in this beer, and we were tasting it last night, and the guys are excited. And then Jimmy, we're going to have the next in the animal series, which will be Dogs Are Noble.
Can't wait.
So that one also, we're refining that right now today. And we'll be, like I said, next, the 14th, we'll be packaging that out.
Okay.
So we'll have those here. So you have to come down and then record later, but definitely want to check those out. But next Thursday, right? The 14th, Thursday?
Yeah, I believe so.
So we'll have those available.
Awesome.
So we're pretty excited. Like each one just, I mean, the game just keeps going up, and some of the ingredients we've been getting access to is just, you know, taking these beers to the next level. So we're excited.
Yeah. And that's all you can ask for. Just keep on doing what you guys are doing, but then also just taking it, you know, a step further each time.
Yeah. And that's what they've been working on. So we're loving it. So I'm happy. We're good. Yeah. And we're getting busy. And then so a couple things I'll tell you, you know, we talked about what's going on. So we did release, if you guys haven't followed us on social media at all, we did release a new tea called Onobo.
Oh, yeah.
It works. So we took the logo pretty much from the Minty Charms can and put that on there. And it's, you know, for St. Patrick's Day. So if anyone's looking in, they're on sale right now for $25. We're doing sizes extra small through 2X.
Okay.
They're available now, and we'll have, I mean, they're selling pretty quick, but we should have enough stock to get us through the next week. If anybody wants to pick those up, Minty Charms, let you know. We're down to our last 10 cases. We blew those pretty quick.
Wow.
Yeah. So we're down to 10 cases right now, and it's been going. So that one, I'm not going to say it'll be here by next week. So if you're looking for it, definitely get in here sooner than later. But the plus side is, in case people haven't been around, see that we finally got rid of our old POS system. Yeah. We're using Toast now. Oh, so the plus side is, with that, we're offering a reward program for all our customers. So now on, when you guys come in, the more you spend, the more you get back. So every point or every dollar, you get 1 point. And so pretty much, you know, in the way we're working is, every $50 you spend or 50 points you get, you'll get a $5 reward.
There,
so
you go.
I mean, you know, it's 10% back every time you spend. Yeah. And we get people coming here all the time buying cases. So it's a way to get back to them and hopefully, you know, give you a reason to, you know, come on over. We can't offer, you know, by the ABC and all the rules, can't offer free beer, but you know, we can give you a rebate on that. So that part is been pretty cool. People have been pretty excited about that this week, just because some of the regulars are like, oh, we can, like, yeah, you can earn rewards.
Yeah.
Well, come on in. So we've been doing that. And then, did you see the thing for the beer mile?
I have not. Tell us about it.
Okay. So as you guys, if you do follow us, we do a couple beer miles a year. Normally last year we did St. Patrick's Day, and then we did the one for Oktoberfest. And we're doing the same thing this year. So this time we're doing a little closer to St. Patty's Day. So next, the 16th, we'll be doing our beer mile. You can still register. And we have four ways to sign up. We have individual runners, so you can sign up if you just want the beer. Or we have a special package deal where you get the beer and a t-shirt. you know, your choice depending on the money you want to spend. And then also, if you're not in the mood to drink four beers and run 4 quarter miles, because it is a lot,
yeah,
we do have a team relay. So you can sign up, you know, you and three friends, each you get a beer, each you do a lap. We also have a custom race bib that's for the event that we'll be putting out that everyone will get. And we'll have beer specials as well for anyone running on that day. But we'll be partying all day. So we'll be, check-in starts at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
And the first heats will start between 10 to 10:15. And based on the amount we have right now, we'll probably be running to about 12, couple hours.
Yeah.
And then after that, just it's party time. So we're gonna be partying. And then we have good food that day. Vinegar and Smoke's coming all day. They're gonna be doing breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So morning time, again, even if you don't want to run it, you just want to come hang out, drink, we're gonna have beer specials. We're going to have breakfast burritos for lunch and then, or sorry, for breakfast. And then lunch, he's going to be doing some like smash burgers and hot dogs. And then for nighttime, he's going to be doing some corned beef and cabbage.
Oh, so, there you go.
You know, have a little fun that way. And the day doesn't end. So starting at 6 o'clock, we're going to be having, not a big, if anyone's familiar with the Saturday night vibes we used to do, it's a little smaller scale, but we're going to have about 20 vendors here.
Okay.
And then we're going to have the Rockaway, I think it's called, right? The Rockaway Band. They'll be performing at 7:30. So okay. They're a cover band for the Ramones.
Oh,
so nice. That's free and it's family friendly. So again, come on down, bring the kids, have a good time. But there'll be vendors for apparel, you know, collectibles, candles. Like she has a bunch. Vanessa, who's putting together, has a bunch of little, you know, good little selection to come out.
Yeah.
And hang out. And you know, it's fun shop, hang out and drink. It's just going to be a full day. And again, doing a lot of it on Saturday because, I mean, you know, a lot of people on Sunday will be open. So if anyone wants to come over, please come. We'll have green beer.
Yeah.
But I know, same as for us. Like, we're going to go find an Irish pub and, yeah, you know, and go do that route. So,
of course.
What about you? Any plans for St. Patrick's Day?
Well, me and my brother usually do because, I mean, it is a Sunday, so I can't get too crazy but because I got to work in the morning. But what we always do is we watch the Dropkick YouTube. Because Dropkick does it. Wait, is it Dropkick or Flogging Molly? I can't remember which one. But every year was one of them. And I should know by now because we do it every year. But I'm usually hammered. So, but we both love Dropkick and Flogging. So they usually do like their YouTube live concert.
Okay.
So we'll probably just watch that and probably knock back a few. I think my brother usually does like a Guinness, like not a roast, but like something like that. And we have like, you know, meat, potatoes, and, you know, biscuits and stuff. So. Yes.
Are you going to... So I know there's so much going on the 16th. So Shamrock Rebellion from OC Bruja.
They're
putting that on. Yeah. So there is over in Oak Canyon down the way. So we'll have a booth there. We'll have volunteers running it, but we'll have a booth there. But Flogging Molly is playing.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Okay, so it must be Dropkick that does it every year.
Yeah, so I was like, I know Flogging Molly's. That's what I'm all. I know Flogging Molly's there.
Oh, yeah.
And they're amazing live. I've seen them a couple times. We saw them a few months ago when they were over at the Grove. And show was awesome. Funny part was watching Jimmy and Paul in the mosh pit.
Yeah. I was going to ask you about Paul for the beer mile. Is he going to be wearing like some type of attire?
I'm sure he will. Well, last year he wore his Grinch pants.
Yeah.
He wore his Grinch pants, his St. Patrick's Day t-shirt, and they had a big like, remember Jamiroquai? Like one of those. He had a big green one like that. I kept on like them all. Well, you're all over the place with it, but you know, he'll dress up and have fun. That's his thing. Oh, yeah. So.
Dude, I'm the same way. Anytime there's like, it's a WrestleMania or it's a theme party, I'm dressing up. Like, I'm going to, you know, I'll spend the extra money to do it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm hoping, I mean, last year, a lot of people did dress up for the St. Patrick's Day Beer Mile. So we're hoping, you know, that we do a contest at the end of the best costume, you know, you get a case of beer. But we do a little bit of, you know, a little bit of fun that way.
Extra incentive to dress up.
Yep, exactly. So, and it's fun watching some of the people in their outfits running down the street, especially when you drive by. Because 2 years ago, we did a zombie run.
Yeah.
And Paul was in one of those medical nightgown things.
Oh, geez.
And he said people were just staring at him left and right. Because we did, that was just a 5K, wasn't a full beer mile thing. So they actually went out like down the, through, we call it the water area, I can't think right now. But backside of Catella over there, and then ran back upstate college. And he came back and saw, so man, everyone's just staring at me. I'm like, I'm like, wearing zombie makeup in a nightgown. I'm like, oh my God. But it was fun. That's so awesome. It's always a good time. So yeah, it should be a lot of fun. Like I said, and even if you don't want to participate, it's open to everyone. Come, just
oh, yeah,
you know, hang out and drink and we just have a good time and party. I mean, that's what it is.
Oh, yeah. And it's always, especially, I mean, this place is, you know, especially like a Friday or Saturday, it's always going off. But I mean, especially after like the beer mile ones, because I think I've been to the, like, well, I didn't go on the run. I always joke with my brother. He's just like, well, one of my buddies always does like 5Ks and all that sort of stuff. I was like, I couldn't even do a half a K.
It's a lot. Like I said, I don't, I mean, chugging the beer, Well, Stephanie did it last year.
Yeah.
We were laughing at her because I put her down for about 3 hours. Yeah. We were teasing her. But like it hits you differently. It gets the blood going. But
yeah.
It'll be fun. Like I said, I'm excited. Everyone always bugs me, like, why don't you run? I'm like, I gotta run it. I'm like, yeah. I don't got time to actually run the run. I'm all, I gotta run the event to make sure we're going. So it would be good. So yeah, hopefully
that's always an all day thing for you too. Cause you get here at what? Well, because it's, you guys open at 9, but then I'm sure you're here way before. And then, you know, you're here till, you know, the almost end of the day.
Yeah. Well, normally we'll, like I said, we can the beer here and that takes, we normally do that the day before, sometimes 2 days depend, but that's like we do about 400 cans, you know, about 100 people. So I mean, it takes about 4 or 5 hours. So we do that and let's get that all prepped up and then get everything lined out. Get everything printed off. And then, yeah, we normally get here about 7 o'clock in the morning. And then it's just setting up everything outside and getting it ready. And then it all depends on who shows up to help us. And if they show up on time, normally it's me and Paul here first. And then, you know, Candace shows up and then Steve will come in. And then Cindy, it's one of our friends from Frisbee Sellers. She'll come down and she helps us out. And, you know, we'll get it done. It is a lot of work, but it's a lot of fun and people enjoy it. So it's a good time. I'm normally by the end of the day, it's like ready for bed, but then normally it's like we grab another beer and we're just here drinking all day. So, especially this year, because Paul's birthday. So I don't know, you know, his birthday, St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that.
So okay. we'll be drinking and partying on, because I don't know if he'll listen to this yet. So yeah, his wife's planning for that night for us to party and
there you go.
Get him a little drunk. Nice. So it'll be good. It'll be good.
Oh, that's going to be a blast. I did want to, I mean, not on air, obviously, because I'm not going to describe it to anybody, but I do want to, I want to see the can. Is the Dogs Are Noble can artwork already done?
It is. It's almost finished.
Okay.
Unfortunately, this week got away and I forgot to follow up. So a little bit of my bad. I should have the label done 2 days ago and I forgot to follow up with our artist, but Mike and me and Mike spoke today. So we'll have it tonight, actually. He's supposed to. Yeah. Actually, I should have something. Well, I'm going to text him just to be sure. He said by 8 o'clock, he'd have everything finished and to me.
Okay.
So I'll show you tonight. Labels. Yeah. We'll have the labels for Dogs Are Noble and for the Felt Majestic. We'll have both those tonight.
Awesome. Yeah. Cause I think it was when me and Jimmy talked about, when he talks about all the, you know, the animal series, I was like, and they talk about Dogs Are Noble. I was like, dude, you got to have like all of your guys' dogs on the can.
Yeah. Well, that's what we did. We got a picture pretty much of everybody that we could. We'll see how it turns out. Cause I said, it's like, as much as you can, it's like a scribble. It could be any dog, but we tried to at least cover.
Do like the paw prints or something like that too.
Problem was getting paw prints. We didn't get,
that would have been tough.
But we got pictures. I tried to get 3 to 4 photos of each dog.
Okay.
So that way he could kind of like figure out the personality, draw a little bit of it. So I'm excited to see what happens. And I think between that and the beards coming out, like it's going to be a good combination once it goes. I mean, everybody loves dogs. I really want to do one. Jimmy said we can't, but I want to do one since cats are whack. So. we got a few more. Like I said, we have the animal series lined up though, pretty much to the end of the year.
Yeah.
So every 4 weeks we'll have a new one. That's awesome. That's the plan right now.
Sweet. So. And because your dog's name is Loki.
Yep.
Okay. I was trying to remember. I know. I was like, is he on there?
Yeah, he'll be on there somewhere. I mean, he's on there, a little brat. I love him, but he's a little brat.
That's awesome.
He's a needy little bitch.
Yeah.
Anyone had a bulldog, you'll know what I'm talking about. Like they're needy little, love them, but Jesus.
For sure. Oh. So, I mean, that's also awesome, man. I love that you guys are doing the reward stuff. I mean, Minty Charms obviously is really good. I'm going to finish this stuff off.
Got another one right here, Cam. We couldn't get Cam here. Yeah, I know he's doing some.
He's busy. He's doing his thing. But yeah, so make sure everybody, because this will be out when this releases, it'll be Sunday. And then obviously next week is St. Patty's. Mm-hmm. So come on down if you want to do the beer mile or if you want to just hang out. Like you said, the Vinegar and Smoke's going to be here. This should be an awesome time.
Yeah, it'll be fun. Hopefully I'll see you.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, I'm always down to make an appearance. All right, man. Well, thanks for being on, man. Appreciate it.
I appreciate it.
All right, take care, bro. Bye.
All right, guys. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed the episode. Like I said, stay tuned for the next couple of weeks. Might actually be recording. Forgot to mention in the intro, I might be recording at Brewery X with Greg, who's a buddy, known him for a long time now. Works with my brother Jake, so I might be recording with him sometime this week as well. So stay tuned for that one. Also went to Hamilton yesterday, a Hamilton Family Brewery over in Rancho. Like, what a kick-ass spot. I had the Young Fool IPA and I think a couple of Pilsners. And everything was really, really good. Sorry, I'm not going to edit that out. But yeah, so hope everybody has a good week. And I'll end it with a quote from a movie today. I'm just going to say, what is it? Oh, Land of the Lost. I'll do that one. If you don't make it, it's your own damn vault. And that's a bitch slap of truth right there. All right, take care, Tappa.